ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 12/9/2021. Oh, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read you something here. I'm going to read you the prescription, but then I'm going to tell you about the why again and what might be happening. Oh, that's a bit intriguing, is it not? Huh? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture I'm going to read is Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, and behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Now you see, that's a different answer than most people expect at that point in time. But we've emphasized that over more than 17 years I've been talking to you about this. Have I given you enough time? Has the Lord Jesus provided you with enough warning through Watchman, through Brother Quayle, through myself, through others, huh? Has he given you enough time and warning? Well, if not, then get busy real quick. And if you have been preparing, which most of you have listening to this show, or a large number have, then reinvigorate it. Get your list out. See where you're weak or where you're strong and what you need more of. And I can tell you one thing is you're going to need to be able to see. Because when you have, as in Matthew 24, you see, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. All right? And what does he say over here? But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, this is verse 20, and neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, and no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But you see, you've got to prepare, as Matthew 25, which Jesus in the red letter editions. If you get the red letters and you pay good attention to them, you'll know what Jesus had to say, won't you? And I put a lot of stock in what the Lord Jesus has to say, because I was chosen, I was brought forth, I was selected by the Archangel Michael to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and to warn the remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear. Not the general population. Eyes to see and ears to hear about what is getting ready to happen or what might be getting ready to happen and how to prepare. So therefore, let me tell you what's going on. Now, we talked last week about the Great Lakes and about the likely and very probably and incidentally after the last Thursday and Friday shows, if you do not hear them, then go to the archives. Wherever you're listening, just go to the archives and go back and listen to last Thursday and last Friday shows, okay? And you're going to find some interesting scenarios that you may not have heard if you didn't hear them. And I know a couple people didn't listen because they were, I know some people were busy getting familiar with the brand new 357 wheel gun, you know? Quick Draw McGraw. I'm just saying that in jest out there. You know who you are. You know who you are. Quick Draw McGraw and his lovely wife were shooting the new 357 rather than listening to the Hawk. Well, you can do both. You know, you can do both. Use your little earbud, you know. Anyway, guys, God bless you out there. Thank you for all you do. And you know who you are on that one. Love you guys. Anyway, the Great Lakes have been in play, as we talked about, and the St. Lawrence Seaway being probably the entry point for Russian big Chris Crafts or yacht-type things or commercial-type vessels or scientific-looking vessels or whatever, which then can offload submarines or rubber duckies or could have missiles to fire or torpedoes. You see, if you've got a torpedo that is a Skvalv torpedo, you see, perhaps, that is supersonic underwater and then also might have a nuclear weapon, then you could explode that and create a giant tsunami. Oh, I don't know. Maybe in Lake Ontario, maybe in Lake Huron, maybe in Lake Erie, maybe in Lake Michigan, maybe in Superior. What large cities could you hit with a tidal wave in the Great Lakes? Could you maybe bust it in where they connect to other Great Lakes and then expand that out? Or could you possibly have somebody on the other side where, you know, like the Illinois River comes down or, you know, the Ohio or something like that, and bust them on into that and flow them into the Mississippi and let's get it really rolling? Remember, the Navy had a map of a huge inland sea. This is the Navy back a number of years ago. And then you remember that old Tim Osman, USA Ma, Osama bin Laden. Do you remember his map he did of the United States? The Al-Qaeda map of the United States, and they had like mushroom clouds at various portions and points and across the map. And one of the portions or points would be somewhere by the fault line, the New Madrid fault line down the Boot Heel of Missouri, which then goes on into Real Foot, the Tennessee, and all of that, and then that could then pop real good, you see. The Mississippi, all right? Because it reversed its course down there at one point, you know, in Louisiana, and then reversed its course. I think there was also the river channel change down by Grand Tower, Illinois, southern Illinois down there. They have a joint Ma Kettles, Ma Rainey's, whatever the heck it was called. Used to be a family-style restaurant down there that was real good. If anybody out there knows that, you can email Old Hawk and remind me what the name of that restaurant was at Grand Tower, Illinois. And you can do it at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. Anyway, back to the lamp oil. Here's the deal. You've got all these scenarios that are coming up and coming up and coming up. And what have I told you for over 17 years Since 2004, when the first congressional study was done, they testified after the study began in 2001 about what? EMP. Taking out of the power grid with an EMP strike. Back then we said the Russians. Now it could be the Russians and or the Red Chinese. And or it could be even where the devil is due in a sense. It could be from the Iranians or from the North Koreans. Because, you know, little Kimmy had the two satellites up above, doesn't he? We forgot about them. They could come into play. The two satellites that could then pop an EMP over the center part of the United States and go kaboom, an EMP, electromagnetic pulse. We're not talking about trying to destroy cities and buildings and all that. You pop the electromagnetic pulse above the earth, Kansas, Nebraska, somewhere in there, all right, and then boom, all the grids go down. And if you've not read the book, 1 Second After by William R. Forstchen, Forstchen, 1 Second After, William R. Forstchen, a Forge book. Forge is a good company. I used to know the book rep. He used to go around and do all the book tours. Interesting people. Anyway, William R. Forstchen. Then there are some people who's one of our good listeners in the Carolinas. Might have been the old Mars Hill gang, the leader of the Mars Hill gang. I believe knows old William R. Forstchen. Anyway. Went to see him up there in the high mountains. So anyway, the infiltration of Russians has been ongoing. Plus, we also know that during the Obama administration, he hired at least a battalion or more of Spetsnaz. Brought them in, and they participated in training with Rangers and Special Forces and other assets, including air assets, in Colorado, at the military base there in Colorado, the Army base. And they brought them in, and they were doing sniper school together and doing joint drills. And they even had, if you recall, out of Port Carson, they had a drill to where the Russians were called there from training in to save and to go in and attempt to defeat the, remember what they were? It was the American Patriots, you see. Those dirty, rotten, you know, American, Christian, constitutional, Second Amendment Patriots, and some of them are even those dreaded, you know, veterans, particularly even, you know, wounded veterans, disabled veterans. Those are the terrible ones, you see. Remember how in that drill scenario out of Fort Carson, and I know I got a buddy up there living up high in the high mountains there, high mountains, who knows about that. But in that drill scenario, they had the deep underground under the Denver airport, and then also the Cheyenne Mountain Group, and then the tunnels in between and all that had been taken over by the Patriot militias, you know, the U.S. Patriot Christian constitutional militias, the bad guys, Obama would have told you, who cling to God, guns and Bibles and all of that, right? You better believe we do. So anyway, what we're trying to talk about on this is that they called in the Russians out of Port Carson who were doing the training, and the Russians were there to go in to save and to take back the tunnels on behalf of the United States government under the Joker Tut Obama. The Joker Tut, He still might be the Antichrist coming up that Prince Charles seems to be talking about. When at the COP26 meeting, the climate change meeting in Scotland, all right? Where he talks about, and he will have at his disposal trillions from the private sector, and he'll be over and above the power of the of those of the leaders of the different nations, you see? Well, maybe Prince Charles was talking about himself. Or maybe the Joker Tut is going to be the one. Or, you know, maybe it could be our old buddy if he's still around, you know. The old Memphian priest, you know. The old guy who used to be the head of the United Nations. I'll let his name go and let you look it up because I talked about it for years, okay? You can look it up. Boutros, Boutros, golly. I'm going to tell you. So that way you don't have to look stuff up. The BBG, who might still be in the running because he's gotten, I'm sure. Last time I saw his picture, he looked younger than he did when he was head of the United Nations. But whoever it's going to be is already on the scene somewhere. Already directing things in the background. So why the lamp oil, Hawk? What are you talking about on the lamp oil? Let's get to the point, Hawk. Lamp oil, right? But Lord Jesus said, they're going to go and they're going to knock out these power grids one of four, three or four different ways. And maybe all three or four. Remember, we always said that you can use a EMP burst over the Midwest, over Kansas, Nebraska area in the center, that will then spread out and will start to knock out all computers, including the computers in your automobiles, and turn roads into parking lots. And you're out in the middle of, I don't know, what, I-70, I-80, I-35, I-5, I-90, I-75, I-10, whatever your number is, all right? Whatever the number is, maybe you're on the, or maybe you're just on old, Highway 51, you know, going right through Lake Maurepas, you know, or something like that, over the old bridge, you know, or maybe you're down there in the Canebrake, you know, by, White Castle or Donaldsonville. Or maybe you're up on 321 in the Carolina, all right? So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to knock these power grids out, and here's another way they could do it. We often always said also that the power grid would then cascade and would take out also a lot of the computers and cars and also stuff like bank computers and all these different things. Think you got 500,000 or you got 100,000 or 50,000 in your IRA or your 401k, well, think again. Well, I, by golly, I've got 10 grand in my savings account, you know. No, you don't. If it ain't in your hand, old Brother Quayle, Brother Steve Quayle, who I thank the Lord, brought me back to the Lord Jesus years and years and years ago, made it okay for me to come back to the Lord Jesus, all right? And here I am. Thanks to him, he put me on the radio, all right? And may the Lord Jesus, let's say a prayer for Brother Quayle right now. Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Quayle right now? Will you go to him and will you make sure that you know that it's you coming? You put the full anointing, you put the full power and all of your grace on him, Lord Jesus. And provide him medical miracles and remove that junk out of his lungs and turn him back pink and strong and full of pep, bigger, and deep breathing. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Restore Brother Quayle back to full health and function. Well, he's back to full function. Let's get him back to full health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Quayle used to talk about it all the time, too. All right? And then you could have people who could hit nine, there's nine or ten key power substations that could be taken out by conventional means. Remember back in California, they shot out the transformers, but they first crawled underneath the tunnel that went in to turn off the alarms that would give alarms if that substation was down, and it would alarm somebody, give a notification somewhere else. They turned those off, and then they took AK-47 rounds, 7.62x39, and pop, 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 and all the oil drain from the transformers, and that thing went out in California. That was back a number of years ago. And then it did it again one time. And then if you recall, you're real old to this game, you remember that east of the Mississippi, it's squirrels chew on the transformer wires, okay? Do the power outages. West of the Mississippi, it's poop birds. Birds poop. Big birds come and poop on the lines and on the transformers, and that knocks out the power grid. Famous one of those, I think, was LAX. It was the poop birds at LAX. Knocked out all the power there one time. But there's a few squirrels, maybe they crisscross a little bit. So let's get down to cases. We've got all these Russians, and I'm telling you, there were a lot of Russians and still are inside the Great Lakes. And we're not talking about one team, two team, this kind of stuff. In the total United States, Obama had them here by the battalion load of Spetsnaz. Prior to that, there were already GRU, first, second, and third generation stay-behinds, or secret intelligence operatives. Some of which have now gone probably to Harvard or Yale or, you know, the University of Texas or whatever, you know. Who are in their position as the third generation or the second generation of Russian spies, okay? Just like the TV thing. And then I've heard in the last few days, talking with Brother Quayle, talking with some signal intelligence deep background people, who are also talking to other HUMINT, more current HUMINT, more current background HUMINT people, not necessarily veteran background, but current, because there are still some good guys in the U.S. military and in the intelligence agency, still a few good ones that want to defend the United States, who want to keep this country free, who are starting to tell the truth, because they're sending reports up, and the people above them in the intelligence and in the Pentagram and in the DIA and the FBI and the CIA and the EIEIO, they're sending them up the chain. They say, we don't want to see any kind of reports like this. As a matter of fact, you might be a white supremacist if you send us those reports. Because those people follow Lucifer the Lightbringer. Or the people they report to do, and they're scared to death of them. Or you got some like the Austin who's probably half hybrid. Or is a hybrid. That would be half and half. And then you got Millie who enter in through the dark side of the, possibly the pink jockstrap world. And there's a whole lot of that at the top slots up there, let me tell you. So here we go. We're about ready to go to war with Russia, China. They know Biden's weak, and even though the Red Chinese have bought Red China Joe, $1.45 billion, don't you know? Hunter always keeps the cut for the big guy, right? Minimum of 10%, right? Well, that'd be $145 billion, wouldn't it? $1.45 billion. Well, $145 billion would be a minimum of his personal cut. But I think they may have got a little more than that, allegedly. 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 Back to the lamp oil. Now, so you could take out power substations. It's about 9 or 10 key power substations across the United States if you take those out. Now, do you remember back a few weeks ago we had the information about the possibility of some bogeys down in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And I told you that's a big high line that goes right through Poplar Bluff down by there that comes where it comes across the river, the Mississippi, and then goes west, all right? Goes east and west, of course, across the river, but Poplar Bluff has got the big iron giants. They put that in down there back in the 60s. So that's an area that they could be getting ready to sabotage those. So that would preclude transference of powers east and west of the Mississippi in the middle of the country. So now that you remember that one. And then we had all kind of people back in the day in and around what? Gatlinburg. Remember the helicopter that got taken out up by Pigeon Forge or and Sevier County up there? Cook County, Sevier County, I think it was in those areas right there. By Dollywood, for those of you who just might have traveled through but don't know the county. But up in that area, there was a helicopter a few years back that went down from an electromagnetic pulse. And then there was a fire with that. And then what happened? We had Gatlinburg burned to a crisp up above Gatlinburg, didn't it? And we had information about up in those counties up in there, right above Gatlinburg, to where there had been a large number of Russians that were hanging out in those areas. Since that time, we also found out there's a whole lot of Russians seem to be interspersed in Gatlinburg who work in restaurants, bars, etc. Venues of various types, stores, etc. And then back then I said, I bet you that the Russians lit that thing up. And they had the video on TV where they were driving through there and the fire was just coming over the road and in front of them, behind them, to the side of them. And the guy had the pedal to the metal, was sliding through on the mountain roads there. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. So then you're not too far. If you go over there across through the back roads, you end up over there by Waynesville and North Carolina and Maggie Valley and all of that area. And I'm going to tell you, up in there, you're starting to get into scenarios where not too far from there is a Duke power plant. Duke power plant on the French Broad River, right? And that Duke power plant is a key power plant. That's a key one. And then also up in that area of the Smokies and the Blue Ridge up in there are some of the Tennessee Valley Authority dams, like around Nashville up there. And then you go over into Alabama and you go, there's a bunch of different dams, hydro, you know, resources, right? Creating electricity, the Tennessee Valley Authority. Well, Brother Greg Evenson, and God bless Liz Evenson out there. Liz, if you're listening, God bless you. May the Lord protect you against all evil. May he provide you with a superabundance of everything you need and want. But Brother Greg Evenson told me when he was in the special forces and the special ops stuff, when he first got in there, they would train. They trained back then to go against the Russians who they knew were going to be coming in with suitcases, suitcase nukes. Remember Brother Quayle talked about that years and years ago. Talked about that years and years ago. About the suitcase nukes, which have been buried and they've been kept up by the GRU types. Second generation, third generation. They were where? Always usually had them buried in the mountains outside of Virginia, West Virginia, outside of D.C. and Pentagram Zone and all of that. They had them in the Smokies and all kind of different stuff. So, what we're talking about here is suitcase nukes and the fact that Brother Greg Evenson told me that the Russians had plans to bring the suitcase nukes in and blow different Tennessee Valley Authority dams. Pop one down there, put the timer on, split, you know, And there you are. They would go boom. They were brought in to try to hunt the op force. The op force, they called them in those days, the op four. In those days, the op four even spoke a different language. They had a different language they spoke that they created just for them. That's early on Vietnam War, maybe in the early 60s, but that was 66, that kind of stuff. 63, 62, they were doing that. Anyway, to get back to the point. Power grids, electric power. Epoch Times, the recent issue that just came out, if any of you guys take that online or if you get it delivered at home, I get one delivered at home. I think it's neat to have a newspaper once again. Plus, I'm a little old-fashioned that I might want to roll up a newspaper and light some kindling wood, you know, with it, you know, and put a fire in a fireplace or something or a stove. Because we're going to need that, too. But the, here's the deal. We had all of this activity up in the Great Lakes. And there's still stuff happening up above where the St. Lawrence Seaway comes down and all through the lakes. And then after last Thursday's show, a whole lot of, like, 360 or so U.S. military aircraft turned off their transponders the next day on Friday. Because, you see, they don't like the fact the Russians know that they're there looking for them. We're not divulging that. The U.S. government does not like the fact that people like us are warning you about what they have dropped the ball on. Protecting the United States of America from all enemies. You see, they're worried about people who got a Confederate flag tattoo or the scout snipers in the Marine Corps that have an SS, you know, tattooed on their arm or something. Scout sniper, SS. They're really not Nazis. It's just that's a thing, you know? They're worried about all of that and the woke crap. And meanwhile, they're going to have the Russians ram-jam-a-ham-a-ya and the Red Chinese. And they both got the hypersonics. And those hypersonics, did you see the Chinese hypersonic? It was in low Earth orbit, going fast as you please, 21,000 miles an hour. So it has escape velocity, doesn't it? It has escape velocity, but they're just underneath getting out. They're in the lower atmosphere, all right? Low Earth orbit in the top of the atmosphere, not the lower Earth atmosphere, but the upper atmosphere. And they're gliding through as fast as you please, 20,000 miles an hour, whatever. And then amidst that, they launch another missile out of that vehicle. Well, right there, that could be your EMP weapon right there. And the Epoch Times has done an entire article about it. Talk to you and everything that I've ever said on air, that's contained in that thing. Where they think that if the power grid goes down with the EMP, that it's an indefinite time period before it can be put up. The earliest I ever saw was 18 months would be the first time it could be put up and rebuilt, if it could be. But then they said within 1 year, within 12 months of the EMP going out, check right now. Do you have enough lamp oil for a year or 2 years? Do you have enough backup 120-hour or 60-hour candles for a year? You see, you can take a Dietz lantern or a Petromax, and you can calculate how much is in the fill in the holder or the tank, and see how long that tank lasts at a normal burn. And then you calculate how many tanks you need, how many ounces or whatever you need for 1 year or for 2 years or 3.5 years. Or if you can do nothing else, after you bought two more cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup, you buy another jug of lamp oil, okay? And that gets you down the road. I prefer to use the olive oil, as our wonderful Lady J talks about, to cook. or with some nice bread. Put a little salt, some seasons in there, and take your bread and that olive oil and eat that. That's delicious. But you can use that as a lamp oil too. So consequently, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins is important because it talks to you about preparedness. Now, last night, I forget the exact time, but my deep background, one of my sources in the signal intelligence world, somebody I trust implicitly, and you know, you can say whatever you want, because I'll tell you, after last Thursday and Friday, we got a whole lot of people say, hey, Hawk, you guys are on the money. Whoever your guy is and wherever you're getting your information from, you people are doing it right, and you're adding the dots up correctly. So consequently, we know we're on the money. We know we're over the target. You see, we know we're right on the bullseye most of the time on these kind of things. So last night, or, you know, in the early evening or something, we saw one of the RC-135 surveillance planes that had been up over the lake regions, the Great Lakes, all of a sudden made a beeline down over to the Smokies in that area. Oh, I don't know, from Johnson City, Tennessee, and that area over in there, and coming around on a racetrack and looking for something. And it kept going on the racetrack looking for something, and all kind of stuff's going on. And then we see, after a while, we see a C-17 come in and angle in, all right? Well, you know, out of a C-17, you can have some of them crazy guys who just, and they wave at you as they flip off the back of the C-17 out the back door, right? And do a halo, you know? Hi-ho halo, whatever you want to go, you know? High altitude, low opening. And I suspect that there was somebody came down through the Great Lakes, or the Gatlinburg, let's say, the Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, Waynesville Triangle gang of the Russians have been activated and given their green lights by Putin, okay, or by the Antichrist, perhaps. Maybe Joker Tent gave them the orders. Or maybe whoever the AC is, you know. But be that as it may, I think that we jump some guys out to drop down from above so as not to tip them off, and they come in high altitude, low opening, pop down in, and yet they know somewhere from radio, slight radio traffic, weak signals, or from sensors from above or what have you, just about where maybe the Russians are, or the could be the Red Chinese too, but where the enemy sabots might be located at. We also know the different targets, the dams, and the different infrastructure targets down in there, like Duke Power or something like that, that they could be going for. So there is a prescribed protocol of how to search for them, see? Because like Greg even said, they practiced that since the 60s. Consequently, after the C-17, then we saw screaming in from the East Coast, from the South Carolina, we see a fighter jet. Woo! Coming in fast, man. Coming in fast, and all kind of assets being devoted down there. Now, we talked about that for several hours last night, and that was ongoing. And I suspect that right now, if you're in that area, if you're from anywhere in Tennessee, North Carolina, into the West Virginia, North Georgia, if you're in those areas, all right, or Kentuck, old Kentuck right there, or Southern Ohio, or any kind of things right there, all right, you be on the lookout. You be on the lookout for perfectly good English-speaking Russian types. Sometimes you used to be able to tell them by weird different watches. They would forget and keep their old Cyrillic writing watch, you know, tough guy watch, you know, the special ops watch. And I remember seeing them, they used to have yellow bands and gold bands and different stuff like that. But by now, they've already bought the new stuff that's American. They would have a U.S. American radios that Obama gave them. Obama gave over 1,500 brand new, top-of-the-line military radios to the Russian Spetsnaz after he hired them, allegedly. And he also gave them all the NATO and U.S. military codes and protocols, okay? So here we go. I think that the Russians were up there and still probably are in the Smokies and those areas getting ready to go for the Tennessee Valley Authority dams. So that would mean if you're out there, are you listening? Listening down there in the Mississippi? Are you listening out there at Wolf Creek in Kansas? Are you listening in the various places at the old, what's that one in North Florida there, that nuclear plant? Or you got the Savannah River, or you got the different power plants all up and down the line. If you work for one, if you know somebody who's got them, then you'd better tell them they better put security guards out, and they better put up cameras with infrared, with the night vision cameras that can see stuff. If nothing else, just get the stupid doorbell cameras, the basic ones, and put them in the guard shack. If you're sitting in one of those nuclear power plants and you got a light shift because of COVID duty, you only have 3 or 4 guys. You don't have the 10 or 12 you used to have up in there at night. Well, then you better make sure that all the doors are locked and that your firewall, your fire stair cameras, that you know, for the fire escapes out your sidewalls going down the steps, better make sure all of those doors are shut and all of that. And you better not be sitting out and going out for your cigarettes. And as far as that goes, downtown Cincinnati, you're going to go out the back door of your underground bunker there where you got the big screens and all that stuff. You better not be telltaling by heading out the back door to smoke a cigarette on the hill there, you know. So what I'm trying to tell you is we're at war. This is already at war, and we're in a wartime scenario. And we've got aircraft all over the place. And then they do stupid stuff, too. You got fighter jet guys from Jacksonville, Florida, that are up there around Fort Drum and up in that area buzzing the field for the heck of it. This is not a time to joke around. Yeah, we know about you up there. We know about you. We got people looking at you. Now, down at the Dilly Bird. You know, Dilly Bird in Florida, right outside of Tampa. The Dilly Bird, I call it, where all those different big commands are. The daytime, everything looks copacetic, you know. At night, a lot of air traffic. A lot of air traffic at night. So if you're on a base, you're near a base, or if you're in the Great Lakes, look out for them old fishermen, you know. Them old guys are just, you know, really too cute, you know. But they're going to be wearing, you know, Michigan or Ohio State or Indiana or, you know, a Illini t-shirt or sweatshirts, that kind of junk. Or they'll have the Buffalo Check flannel shirts on, you know. And they'll have the proper fishing licenses. They'll have, you know, Johnny Morris rods and reels, you know. Now, let's see. Somebody just said something here. Let's just look at this. Okay, this is somebody. Here it is. Hawk, thank you for your ministry. Newer listeners, we're listening to. Sounding great. Thanks so much for each piece of information, you're priceless. What a man's worst. If you're the one in need of information, you aren't going to get it anywhere else. Like a good heart surgeon, if you're the one who needs a surgery, priceless. I brought husband R to hospital against our better judgment. I've had a time of it. You know that story. And, Lord Jesus, we go right now to Ross. Ross, go to Ross right now, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, will you go down and touch Ross? Will you give him the full anointing, Lord? Lord, make sure you know it's you, that the full power and your love and all of your celestial, wonderful energy of Lord Jesus, give it to him in full. Give him the full measure, Lord Jesus, and give him the medical miracle. Restore his body. Renew the cellular structures. All of the things, the cardiovascular structures, all of it, Lord Jesus, and restore him back to health and to full function. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Ross, you're going to be feeling that. So you got to get your situation now and get to where you're feeling better and get the heck out of there and get home and get back on the line. Brother, step to the line, whether you got oxygen or whatever you got to have. And you get back with your lovely wife who sent this to you, because the Lord Jesus is going to get you. If you have not repented of your sins, ask the Lord Jesus after you repent to him. Just repent to him your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Yes, into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to proof you up. And if you were to lose your life, you don't have to fear, because you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And that is the promise, and that's the best deal in town. Thank you there, AM, for sending me that. And for Ross, the Lord should be working on you right now, right now. So anyway, Lord, ladies and gentlemen, we got a situation where I think they're still going to take the power grid out. If you take the Epoch Times and read the article, I believe it's on A10 or A8 or 9. On the newspaper itself, but you can see it online. Go ahead and look at it online. But it goes back, and then the novel, One Second After, William R. Forston. And that's set in Black Mountain, North Carolina, near Montreat College and all of that, on the I-40. I used to stop in there and get me a little something to eat, you know. Come down the hill out of, come down Swanoa and all that, and come out of the mountains, come on down into there. By Black Mountain, I used to stop and get me something to eat when I traveled on that road. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to be able to have lighting and some sort of ability to cook, to heat your home, to boil water. So if you're going to get that, and you're also going to have scenarios where you might have sun and work the solar. And if you can get inexpensive solar type equipment, like from Harbor Freight for $199 or $189, you can get the basic, you know, 100 watt solar thing that's portable. You then get all the connectors and all the stuff, and that will light up a couple 12 volt, you know, light bulbs for you. You can also then charge a battery. You can charge one of those 4-in-1 backup jumper batteries. You can also charge up an inverter. You see, and if you get a couple of those things, or up to five, there's a hex connector, a hexagon connector, where you can put like five of them together and really juice it up. But with just one of those panel systems and one storage battery, you can charge that in about a day or so from just good sun, normal good sun. Doesn't have to be real bright, just normal good sun will charge that battery. And you'll have a little bit of light at night, you see. You have a little bit of something where you might be able to watch an old movie on your laptop or on your CD player or whatever, your DVD and your old TV. Because there won't be anything out there, but you'll be able to power a little bit of something. And then if you've got power in a battery or two or three or whatever, then you're starting to get to where you could charge up a lithium-ion battery power tool, right? But it'd be nice to have a chainsaw that didn't require gasoline, because Red China Joe's getting rid of the gasoline. Yeah. So the problem is, what are we going to do here? You've got to get prepared, and the Lord Jesus is the one in Matthew 25. Told you to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Because Old Hawk is going to swing right at the Lucy's Noodle with an old baseball bat. And the old hawk will use a Louisville slugger or one of them fungu bats or whatever he's got to hand. A machete or whatever it is. Or he might use some of that old Muay Thai stuff them boys and girls down there in Texas are taking right now. But I just know that you can throw elbows and anything with anything as long as you got the Lord Jesus on your side. If you have the Lord Jesus on your side and you're with him and he's with you and you know it and he knows it, then I'm going to tell you what, if he thinks that you can stand in the gap for him, he'll place you right where you need to be. And you don't have to fear. You'll have some fear, but you don't have to, because if you lose your life, you'll be everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven. And I've had that experience when I was in a coma in a hospital for 3 days, and I was up in the tube of light with Lord Jesus. I could look down at my body down in the hospital, and then I could also see all the different stupid demons in the hospitals, and hospitals are filled with those things because they want to try to steal your soul. So guard against it and pray and ask the Lord Jesus to protect you. But let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, anything is most, believe me, most needed and wanted. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of gold, a little bit of silver, whatever it might be. Send it to Hawk, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need. 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. You can also send me a card or letter. Say hi, you know. I'll tell you, I had a wonderful set of pictures of my friends at the old stagecoach stop. And they say, celebrate Jesus' birth. Oh, God bless you and love you out there. And I'll tell you what, they used to have an old, real big, tough dog that protected all of their livestock. And they've got turkeys and cattle and they've got all kind of different, chickens and goats and everything. And they got coyotes and all kind of stuff up there. And they've got a number of different dogs, but there's one small dog. That small dog came to them after their others passed on, their other big dog passed on. And that dog now has fought off, I think, coyotes, bears, wolves, and the two-legged wolves that came to try to come around and steal stuff. And that dog is the toughest thing going. And to all my buddies out there at the old stagecoach stop, Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven is blessing you with the wonderful abundance, and that is what you need to know, people. If you stick with the true CIC, the true Commander-in-Chief, Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, you will have everlasting life if you lose your life. And then that certainty, ladies and gentlemen, is what gives you the strength, gives you the proof, removes the fear. Or you might have a little bit. Somebody comes at you with a gun or a knife, you know, I mean, it's healthy to have that. But I'm talking about you don't fear where you know where you're going to go. If you die, you know that you're going to go to heaven and you're going to be more than okay. You're not going to have any pain. You're not going to have any travail. You're not going to have any sickness, not going to have any COVID. You're not going to have any poverty or any of that. You're going to have everlasting life with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. That's the best deal in town, people. If you're backslid, you better take advantage of it right now. You get on your knees and beg the Lord Jesus. Tell him, hey, Lord, I'm a sinner and these are what, and repent of your sins to him and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because that's gonna be the thing that gets you through. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're in trouble. I think that we're gonna see some things. And let me just say what I've been hearing, I've been told by different people. And I'm not going to say that Hawk guarantees 100%. No, old Hawk ain't going to tell you that. But he's going to give you the information. We did know that basically on the 4th, I told you there was going to be a meeting down in Antarctica. That turns out to be, that was when that certain eclipse was only visible in Antarctica. Well, we've heard that, we've heard, quote, end quote, allegedly, that not only did the Russian Orthodox Kirill go down there, but also allegedly the Pope went there. Oh, yeah, he's supposed to be on Cyprus, right? Oh, he was. But did he also use that as a cover to go somewhere else? And then the fact of the matter is that we think, and what we're hearing is that Lucifer himself may be on the planet in Antarctica in the ancient underground, under the ice cities. And if it's not him, it's some of his top lieutenants, so to speak, the fallen angel types. And we also are hearing from Prince Charles, he's talking about he, the Antichrist in a sense, you see. He who will be above the different leaders of the various governments of the different nations. And then at that point, we need to mobilize, or whatever I'm paraphrasing now, we need to mobilize in a military type fashion all of the money in the private sector to put that at his disposal. So he can then take over the world and change, do the change for the climate change. But what they're talking about is the New World Order! The Luciferian New World Order. Oh boy. I'm gonna tell you what. You can go to stevequayle.com and you can start getting some of his books. Whereas you see, get his DVD on the drought, the mega drought. It's happening now, but we also have his wonderful DVD, Cascadia, which is now starting. So don't you go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You stand for the Lord Jesus. You stand for your family. You stand for your property, your Bill of Rights. You stand in the gap against them. You don't have any fear. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Use your spacecraft and strike blows against the enemies of the Lord. Against the enemies of the true constitutional America. Bandanga Rangers, I know you're ready. We'll see. Lieutenant Tanner. Vicky the Poor, you're always the best, baby. Dr. General McCormick has got a mission for you. And Road and Track, a little L. Again, just you, I'm going to tell you what. God bless you and protect you. Do your studies and all of your things. Learn as well as your physical fighting skills and running skills. Strict discipline. Say hi to that enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, go out tonight and prepare. And watch out for the power grid.